Carol Bagley is duly comes from the Santa Rosa City Council. So we're very happy to have you here this morning. There's no question about that. I don't think anybody would disagree with that concept. I mean, it is the greatest need. Yeah. But also, here, the tug of war is certainly, as you describe, when it comes to what communities will look like when they sort of reimagine Santa Rosa. And of course, as we talk about expediting and streamlining housing. Opportunities and developments in our community. We all, many of us, wonder about the
let's talk about 6 months from now. And that's your home, that's your other major projects that are in play at this time and others that we don't even know about. But what will that look like?
I can't say anymore.
But what will it look like in 6 months or a year moving along, along the lines of this latest ordinance? Is in place, I would imagine, there are steps along the way at which the city can jump in and say, wait a minute, know about that. What do you do next as a city council person? Chris Rogers also expressed some worry about this one. And I'm glad to hear the latest update from yesterday's meeting. Julie, thanks so much for being here. And I have a feeling we'll be in close communication moving forward. All right, very good. That is Julie Combs, City Council member. And yeah, it was kind of an interesting City Council meeting yesterday, not only were these very important housing issues on the docket, but there were also about half a dozen protesters who showed up and were protesting some of the homeless encampment activities as far as the city and the county goes. So they stopped the meeting for about an hour, and we had them down for about an hour. They were about meeting too. But this is something we're going to stay on top of because this changes the landscape of our community when we all should not only know about